Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America, everybody at work, everybody at home, people protecting people, places, and things, people moving and transporting objects, people relaxing. Shout outs to the people out there just transporting themselves, going to and from. If you got food here in Atlanta, make sure you drop some off to me. I'll take the food. Don't worry about it. Anyway, I'm going to be with you for one more hour. It's a four-hour show. I get started every weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. Much love to everybody listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. So whether your station is called The Ticket, The Fan, The Zone, The Score, The Game. Shep, did I miss one? I think we nailed them all, right?
I believe so.
Did I say The Zone?
She did.
Zone, Ticket, Score, Fan. That's it, right, Dick? There's no other names for a sport, right? No?
No. The Drive.
The Drive, yes. You got to pick from The Drive. Right. There's only about five options.
Pretty much, yeah.
If you're going to have a sports station, there's only five options.
And then the network.
The network, yeah. You're right. So whatever it is that you're listening on, thank you. You can also tune in on Sirius XM, channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, you can listen on that as well. And so we've had a busy night. We've talked about Damian Lillard and his trade. Now a Milwaukee Buck, not a member of the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler, pretty miserable about it. Jimmy Butler went on social media after the trade went down, or at least I'd say was announced unofficially. And Jimmy Butler was just like, man, the Milwaukee Bucks, NBA needs to check them out for tampering. Listen to Jimmy Butler be miserable.
Yo, NBA, man, y'all need to look into the Bucks for tampering. Y'all do. I'm just going to put that out there. Y'all didn't hear it from me, but I heard it through somebody. Y'all look at them for tampering.
Yeah, look at them for tampering. Okay, all right. Yeah, I'd be pretty miserable if I were Jimmy Butler too, man. Man, I had to help carry them to the finals last year, and it ain't looking all that good on a return. Let me just put it that way. Unless they're able to make a trade throughout the course of the season, which is certainly a reality. And so I mentioned this at the top of the show. Yes, the Milwaukee Bucks, their team, is ridiculously dangerous right now. Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo, Bobby Portis Jr. is still there, Jay Crowder, Brooke Lopez. I know he's getting older. He's there, Chris Middleton. It's all health. I've said that from when we learned about the trade. If they're healthy, yeah, they should go to the Eastern Conference Finals. But it's health for everybody. Like even with the Boston Celtics, Marcus Smart, you bring in Kristaps Porzingis in exchange. Like can we count on Kristaps? Is he going to be healthy in the playoffs? Is he going to be healthy in a regular season? So it's... still a lot up in the air. And the Phoenix Suns are no different. Although the Phoenix Suns, I mean, my God, this, the roster that they've been able to put together and the depth that they have now, even up until this point, they already have Beal that they brought in. Booker is there. Durant is there. Nurkic is now there. They got Yuta Watanabe coming off the bench to just hit threes. Old Eric Gordon is still there. They traded for Nasir Little. They have Grayson Allen. Like, they've been able to kind of give themselves some depth. DeAndre Ayton is gone. And so, yeah, we talked some basketball earlier on in the show. A big shout-out to Magic Johnson. Magic joined us. Shep, was it last hour? No, 2 hours ago now at this point, right?
Yeah, 2 hours ago indeed.
Yeah, Magic Johnson came through. We spoke to him 2 hours ago, so that was a lot of fun. And Magic left us with a gem. I simply asked Magic. I didn't ask him directly. I said, what do you think about the idea that Steph Curry is even a point guard? Like, I look at him and say he's a shooting guard. And Magic Johnson, in a beautiful way, took the time and the opportunity to just say, hey, JR, look at my stats. Look at my numbers. They speak for itself. Listen to Magic.
Well, the numbers have to just bear that out, JR. You know, does he have more than 5 championships? Does he have more than 3 league MVPs? Does he have more than 3 finals MVPs? Has more assists? I'm the all-time leader in assists in the playoffs. I'm also the all-time leader in triple doubles. I'm also second all-time in the playoffs in double doubles. I'm fourth in steals all-time in the playoffs. So you have to remember all those things. And so I think that, you know, I never say I'm the best at anything. I just let the numbers speak for it. And so I'm happy for Steph because Steph has changed the game of basketball with his shooting, also with his personality, too. He's an astute businessman as well and a good person.
Magic, tell me how you really feel. And then he was nice enough to put some kind words about Steph Curry there at the end. If you missed the interview with Magic Johnson, he came through to talk about a cause raising awareness, RSV, along with Dr. Friedland. You can go ahead and hit rewind and listen to that interview on the free Odyssey app. And so that inspired tonight's top 6 list as we looked at floor generals, not necessarily guys who are just labeled point guards, but like legitimate guys who run the show for their teams and do a great job at it. Facilitate, pass, get everybody involved. At number 6, I gave you Chris Paul. Number 5, I gave you Tyrese Halliburton. 4, Trae Young. 3, LeBron. 2, Luka. 1, Jokic, the man who just walked away with the championship. And yeah, it's the league has changed so much. And, you know, guys will typically play in a spot because of their size. So nice little switch up for a top 6. The phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls. And then there are a few more things that I want to get to this evening. Sam Howell has been a pinata. We got Thursday night football tomorrow between the Lions and the Packers. They're going to go out there and go for it. And even Bill Belichick had some interesting words about Michael Parsons as it relates to Lawrence Taylor. Let's get to the phones. 855-212-4CBS. Beck calling from Florida. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Beck.
Hey, how's it going? Another great top 6 list. Even back to the couple weeks ago, whenever it was with the injuries, I was surprised nobody ever called or mentioned Lindsey Vonn, one of your past guests, as well as an injury person. But tonight with this whole NBA stuff, and then, of course, we had the my other city, shout out to Houston, went in tonight. We're not talking Indiana college soccer, but this whole thing with the cup tonight. You know, Messi again not playing. Is there something more serious in this issue that he couldn't even come off the bench in the cup that he started when he got here and got this hype train going? Give us
well,
5 minutes or anything that
they said
know.
The guy is tired, and I don't know if I want to just really dive deep into it because he came over from playing in Europe It basically popped up in America and then played some more and then played for the international squad for Argentina. And so, I mean, is it out of the realm of possibility that he's gassed and they don't want to wake up and have him pull something? Like, what? That sounds reasonable.
Right. But again, I mean, this has been like 3 weeks even with him going over to Argentina with his obligations at the beginning of September. Plus the game you've got. Hopefully you didn't pay all that money to think you were going to see him in Atlanta when he missed, I think.
To sound like a jerk real fast, Beck, do you think I'll pay?
No.
Well, there you go. And no, I didn't.
But all the other people
I didn't go to that game. I know a lot of people who did buy and had tickets to that game, and they were still fortunate to see a good one. But no, yeah, absolutely. People wanted to go out there and see Messi. I'm concerned, if I know off the top of my head, it's really only three games that he missed. And I know it may or may not be the full case. Maybe part of the reason has been because of the turf. But it's three games, man. I'm not going to lose my mind over it, you know?
Right. And then real quick with the NBA, to kind of full circle this, with an inside joke, with the guy that was there tonight was Josh Harden. Shep may get that inside joke. But now with this whole Damian Lillard thing with Miami, I mean, I guess here's another season that we get screwed and we go all in for something and we don't end up coming out with it. I mean, worst case scenario, I mean, you thank him. I mean, we got the strip clubs. We got everything down here. Granted, that may be a bad vice, but I would rather have him than Duncan Robinson and Kyrie or Lowry.
You're saying so much, Beck. You'd rather have who in Miami? What?
James Harden, but the nickname Harden. That was an inside joke on his show. Never mind. Yes, James Harden.
Okay. All right. I mean, what is that? Consolation prize? Why not, right? What's the worst
thing? Right. I mean, Jrue Holiday, I guess, is what they're saying now down here. And it's like, why is Portland going to deal with Miami again now for Jrue Holiday if they didn't even want to deal with the Heat with Lillard? So.
Well, the asking price isn't going to be the same, you would imagine, you know?
Right, but people are out there saying the Heat gave a good package. They just didn't want to deal with the Heat from all the stuff I'm seeing on, you know, from
Jimmy
Butler.
We don't know that. Nobody wants to – I mean, come on. Ain't nobody that petty. Wanting to deal with the Heat means, hey, there's a good chance that we don't want whoever the hell that you're going to send back or that we wouldn't get another asset from someplace else. So that's what that boils down to, man. Hey, Beck,
thank
you for calling.
And if they get caught with
Florida.
The tampering, do they just get a
Shep, what did he say at the end? He hung up.
Something about Beck was feeling himself tonight, man. No, Beck, good call. He was talking about tampering, kind of playing into what Jimmy Butler was talking about. That was his last comment.
What? I don't know. What did they do? Send a bus to Damian Lillard's house? Like, what happened?
I think Miami's just salty because they're used to always getting the superstar, whether it be Shaq, LeBron, Dwayne Wade twice. You know, you lost. You lost, and you thought you had Pat Riley as the ultimate flex man, and he's not that guy anymore. So, Miami, get over it. He's not. You know, everyone, you know, I've never seen a guy talked about more for winning because the reality is, maybe with the exception of Phil Jackson, nobody in professional sports has had more talent than Pat Riley. He's fallen into some very lucky, cushy situations. He was very lucky that Paul Westhead was fired in the first place in L.A. going back to 40-plus years ago. Should have won an NBA championship with New York. Got out-coached by Rudy Tomjanovich.
Oh, my God.
He did. I mean, you got to take it.
Why, because Hubert? You talking about Hubert Davis?
Well, I'm talking about Hubert Davis. I'm talking about understanding that Patrick Ewing is your best offensive player and having John Starks. Right. You know what I'm talking about, the 4-for-18 performance in Game 6. Like, you got to go into the big man in Patrick Ewing. Just because Elijah Wan's the greatest defender maybe of his generation, you still got to go through Ewing. So there's been so many miscalculations on Pat Riley's part, and he's also a you-know-what. I can't say it on terrestrial airwaves on your show, but he's I haven't heard many people say nice things about him. According to who?
I haven't heard that. He's old now. What is he doing? He's old.
Well, he was a jerk when he was younger, too.
He's sitting in a big boy chair. What is he, like 80 now?
I'll give him this. If memory serves me correctly, he's born in 44 or 45. He played for Adolph Rupp at Kentucky. And that was during those Texas Western days.
Oh, he's 78. He's going to be 79 years old.
That sounds about right. And he looks great, and he takes care of himself. I'm not Pat Riley's been great for the game. He's had a historically successful career, but he ain't all that. And I think people make him out to be more than he is.
Well, the success has been there. Being able to attract talent has been there.
Who's he attracted, JR?
Oh, well, but it's not even – well, this just twofold.
Right.
It's being able to go ahead and run the Miami Heat, which by the time he got there, they were still pretty much an expansion franchise.
Sure.
And build them into being a winning franchise. And then when I talk about attracting talent, mm-hmm. I mean, he was able to go ahead and bring in Shaq. And then over the years, 10 years ago, now, which is crazy to think about.
Right.
He was basically able to I don't want to say con, but he brought in LeBron.
Well, you and I both know, and you are a basketball historian and savant. You and I both know that was a 2008 Dream Team recruit where Chris Bosh, LeBron, and Dwayne Wade got together, and that doesn't happen without Dwayne Wade. Pat Riley was just along for the ride.
Sure,
and you and I also know he got his ass swept as a one seed by the Knicks. You also remember the fact that he actually got swept. Many people forget this. They had defending champions, same roster intact, JR. Payton was back, Antoine Walker was back, Shaq, D. Wade. They got swept the next year by the Chicago Bulls. He ain't
this
all that great.
Sounds like, who's the guy that called and didn't like Joe Namath?
John from Florida? No, I'm just being real. Like, people make Pat Riley out to be like this holier-than-thou figure. He's not. He's been along for the ride and a lot of good fortune.
I don't think so.
If you were coaching Kareem...
He helped set the stage and build a winning foundation for the Miami Heat. That's what he did. And we can look at what he lost and what he inherited or what he didn't have in L.A. or what he didn't have with the Knicks or who was drafted or what he ended up. We can go through all of that. But if I got to look at the past, I don't know, 25-plus years now for what he did at the Miami – what he's done in Miami, he's the constant, man. And I really look at it as laying the groundwork. It's no different, and I get it, this dude is closer to the end than he is to the beginning of what Belichick does when people want to kind of take away or detract from his success. And it's like somebody had to get down and say, I'm going to put the first brick down. And then, yeah, my God, I want people to come walking through the door. And so I'm not going to debate with you. I certainly believe, yes, there was an affinity from when they came into the league between LeBron and then also Bosh. But I don't think that any of that would have occurred and happened if there wasn't a winning environment that was there. And that's something that he has done.
So you credit, I get what you're saying, JR. He was there from the beginning. He brought in Tim Hardaway. He brought in Zoe. I get that. You're saying that Pat Riley is more responsible for the three NBA championships that franchise has than Dwayne Wade?
No, I'm not going to say that because I understand that players who you have on the court, on the field, are more important. But I understand that somebody has to have the environment to go ahead. Somebody has to build it. We always know the success comes from the players. That's it. But if this was a crap or garbage organization, nobody would go. And I mean, we got enough of them. It's flat simple. If you got to look at all of the NBA teams and you had to say, hey, which ones are actually a stable environment? What? There's a reason that, for example, here, there's a reason why people don't necessarily want to go and play for the New York Knicks, okay? There's a reason that you do have players who say, hey, I got no problem going to Miami. I mean, there's a lot of cities and a lot of teams that folks ain't running to. And Miami is an ideal destination for a variety of reasons, whether it's the weather and money and finances and the beach, etc.
No state income tax, excuse me.
Yes, it's money as well. Right. Yeah, sure. Right. But the fact is, there's nothing stopping the Miami Heat from being a disaster. They could be. They could. And they're stable. That counts for a whole lot, man. There's a lot of garbage. I mean, we can go further north into Central Florida, and we can go ahead and look at the Orlando Magic. This not a guarantee that you put somebody in a position and that they have this type of success for this long. And that's a credit because that's the constant. That's the bridge, man. So I give him credit. I give him credit for being able to elevate a head coach like Eric Spoelstra. It's foundation building, man. Like, we can pick him apart. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what you're saying and the losses and what he had and didn't have. It isn't true. But he deserves credit for being a constant and running the ship, man. That's it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Rod is here from Atlanta. What's up, Rod?
Hey, how you feeling tonight?
I'm okay. What's up?
Not much. I was calling in reference to your question about the floor generals. I got a clarification. I know I was supposed to be current players, but one past player I did want to mention that I don't feel like get his due is Rajon Rondo.
Oh, yeah, sure.
During the Celtics' best years. And if I was in a current player that immediately came to mind when you prompted the question was Jalen Brunson up in New York.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I don't even feel like he got a credit when he was at Dallas. I believe he was the true floor general during that Western Conference Championship run. Luka was
out and hurt at that time, and that certainly allowed him to shine a little bit more towards that contract he got with the Knicks. I considered having Jalen Brunson here on the list, but ultimately I wanted to put Tyrese Halliburton because he's a bigger player, and I think that Jalen Brunson, realistically, I think he's more of a scorer even at his size.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I also feel like he gets people in perfect position where they need to be as far as the X's and O's are concerned. Particularly in that championship run. No, excuse me, I keep saying championship run, but that Western Conference run they had two seasons ago.
Wow.
And you just mentioned the word elevate. I believe he elevated Dallas that season, that postseason. I believe he elevated New York this past season.
He did.
And I think
you ain't believing anything wrong. Hopefully he can believe Julius Randle the hell up on out of New York. That'd be nice. Then he could really shine.
Now you're asking about miracle work. We're just talking about generals.
we may have to talk to Jesus. Hey, Rod, thank you for calling from here in Atlanta, man.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
No doubt about it. Yeah, we don't got no miracles around here. Hey, Shep, can you make a miracle happen? Can you?
I'd like to think so. I mean, you and I do it every night.
Make miracles happen?
I mean, I think to connect with an entire audience across North America and make people feel like they're part of a family, and it's an honor to do so every single night, I think that's a miracle. I mean, okay. It's not the greatest miracle, but it's something.
All right. We got our work cut out for the holidays then. We got some work to do.
What do you mean?
No, I mean, miracles are for holidays. No, right? No. Christmas miracle.
See, I think what makes a miracle is when it's not a special celebratory day. That's the real miracle.
But if
miracle.
It's every day, is it still a miracle?
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. You're right. Yeah.
There you go. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We don't make miracles happen. We just have fun every night. We're going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. We're going to talk a little bit about this football game tomorrow between the Lions and the Packers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed a JR fix tonight, and I'm glad that you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS with the whole Damian Lillard thing. Been a lot of talk about basketball tonight. Tomorrow night, you can bet your ass there's going to be a lot of talk about football. We actually got a good, or what should be a good, Thursday night football matchup as the Green Bay Packers host the Detroit Lions. Both teams are sitting at 2-1 right now, and whoever walks away with a victory is going to have an early lead in claiming the NFC North, because we know the other two teams in the division, they suck. They don't even have a win. It's the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings. And so this is a – I really want to call this a pick'em game, because if you look at the Packers, you would hope that they get some help back, whether it be Aaron Jones and then Christian Watson back from the wide receiver position or at the wide receiver position. And then the Lions, I'm just always figuring they sometimes they make things more difficult than they need to be. I saw them play this past Sunday against the Falcons, and they did what they needed to do against the Falcons. They whooped their ass, as they should. And so what they do against this competition, I know they beat them in the last game. Aaron Rodgers kind of sad walking away, and his time with the Packers is done. I think we're going to get a good game. And I got to remind myself all the time where it broadcasts, this is going to be Amazon Prime. Shep, that means it's not on TV anywhere, right? You got to have Amazon to watch it?
You'd be correct.
So what happens if you don't have Amazon? You can't watch Thursday Night Football?
SOL.
Wow. That's wow, man. Well, I guess most people have access to it nowadays, right?
I think
access to a TV, you got access to Amazon, maybe?
Yeah, I think I would say most people have access to it for sure. Obviously, you get what you pay for, unfortunately. And I think that if you're Amazon, you can buy the world. So they can afford to do this, and people have bought in, literally and figuratively.
Well, we're going to have more sports that's streaming. I mean, Amazon streams, you got Peacock. Wait until maybe one day, maybe they don't. Maybe Netflix one day, a couple years down the line, gets into sports.
Yeah, I mean, you know, league's making, eight figures every single year, and commissioners making $60, $70 million for sitting on their, fingers and doing what God knows what with that. I guess that's not enough. I mean, punish your core audience that's been with you for 30, 40 years that likes to, you know, sit down after a rough day, long day's work, and actually watch the football. Yeah,
that's
good
why
job,
I love
Adele.
What Ishby is doing with the Suns.
Yes.
And putting the Suns on free television and not just stopping there, sending out antennas to people who request them. I'm like, wow. I mean, if we had every owner do that, like, there's a way to adjust the system. Make the sponsors, make them pay for the games and give it to the fans for free. Build out more of a fan base. And if you have more of a fan base and people who watch, you can charge the sponsors more. It's simple. 855-212-4CBS. Mark is here from Milwaukee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, please. Go ahead.
First of all, about Tyrese Halliburton, he is a native of Milwaukee, and I'm so proud of him for his success. And I went to Iowa State, and I agree with your ranking. As far as Dame Lillard, this is what I've thought the Bucks have needed for years. A high octane score in the backcourt, which they've lacked. You saw what Jimmy Butler did to him in, you know, the playoffs, and they just haven't had it. The point production. I'm sorry to see Drew Holiday go, but I don't know if Giannis had anything to do with pressuring them into stepping in, but they've never acquired a free agent.
I would think that plays a big role in it, yeah.
They've never acquired somebody of that stature for quite a long time, and I was obviously very surprised and happy that
they've never had a player. Well, more recently, they've never had a player like Giannis. The last big trade I would say that I really remember the Bucks making is bringing in Gary Payton and Glenn Big Dog Robinson, and who else was there? I think shipped out Ray like that.
Yeah.
That was the last thing, man. That was nothing exciting about that.
No, I agree with you 100%. But as far as the stature, I agree with you with Pat Riley. I'll put a guy that's miles above him, in my opinion. As great a player as Jerry West was, I think he was a better executive. He pulled off the deal to get Shaq to L.A. He made a great deal to get Kobe there, and he kept them together. And I think he would have kept them together if he were able to intercede instead of Mitch Kupchak. And I think he's still loved and admired by Laker fans and the organization.
Yeah, well, I mean, if we want to compare the two, you might be right. I would want to think a little bit more about it. But I don't think there's a doubt that he is also, yes, one of the best executives. And his work goes beyond and past the Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, he also worked with the Grizzlies. He worked with the Golden State Warriors. He worked with Team USA. And so, yeah, his resume is sterling, yes. But that's still not to take away from what I believe Pat Riley has done with the Miami Heat. They are up there over the past several decades, I would say, with the Spurs as being one of the most stable and best organizations that can go out and win.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they have a fabulous coach in Eric Spoelstra, too.
A lot of that has to do with him, too, Mr. Riley, yeah.
I'm going to say one more thing, and this didn't have the stature or the longevity, but I believe here in Milwaukee, Wayne Embry, who was just a fabulous person, a fabulous individual, I think he was the first black general manager in the NBA, brought Oscar Robertson here, and that was something too. I mean, he didn't do this multiple times with multiple people. They didn't have the longevity, the success that these other organizations did, but that was really something in my opinion also.
Yeah, I remember him mostly from playing. I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, I if I could take one more second, I was at an NBA game.
Mark, this is a lot of seconds. Hey, okay. Shep, how many more seconds we got?
Not as many seconds as Wayne Embry's life, but Mark's on fire, man. He's passionate about his sports. I know that.
Marco Belletti, how many more seconds do we have? Your name isn't Marco. Your name
no, it's all right. Go ahead. Let him finish. It's all right.
Okay. Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
I was at what I feel is one of the greatest NBA games in history. I was at the game in January of 1972 when the Bucks broke the Lakers' 33-game winning streak, of which Pat Riley was a part of that. Kareem and Wilt, and they squared off after Kareem kind of decked Happy Harrison. And that was a fabulous game. Thank you. I really appreciate your time, and I love your show.
Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate you. Call anytime, but next time we got to hit one point, okay?
You got it.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you. No problem. I was gracious. I wasn't a jerk there, was I, guys? No. Okay.
I'm still waiting for Marco's response. I feel bad that Marco got shortchanged because of Mark.
You know, see, again, you want me to do math. That's not, no, I'm not doing math. I mean,
math, why?
You talking about seconds, lot.
Oh, he was here, but he hit like five different things, and they were great things, but it was just like, here's one thing, and here's another thing, and here's another thing, and here's another. And I'm doing math here. I'm looking at the show clock. I'm thinking about what's going on, and I'm like, well, you don't have time, bro. Like,
Yeah, anyway. I'm not carrying the one, JR. Like, I'm out of my element here now.
It's okay.
So it's about 891 seconds.
No.
What, that he was here?
No, until the end of the show. How long he was here?
91 seconds.
That was 891.
91.
Now it's 887. But Mark was on for about 223 seconds.
That's it.
Well, you had a lot of points in those 223 seconds, so it seemed more.
Yeah, it took a while, man. Anyway, hey, call up anytime with like one point next time.
Well, over under a two Wayne Embry mentions on tonight's show, JR. What did you think of that?
Somebody said that earlier on?
You would have taken the under.
Oh, you asked me. I thought you told me someone else mentioned him. I don't remember that.
Well, he mentioned it a lot in his points, though. So.
Oh, just him?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're touche. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls before we have to roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, first off, for making my drive from the south side of Atlanta to the north side every night bearable.
I always enjoy listening to you, man. Intellectual and introspective. I appreciate you.
I just started listening to you about 6 months ago. Man, I love your show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, well, damn it, I love you for loving the show. Love for everybody. That's what the world needs. The world needs more love. 855-212-4CBS. Let's spread some more of that love before I have to roll out. Amy Lawrence is going to come through at the top of the hour. So let's chat it up with you before I have to go. 855-212-4CBS. Jay is calling from Houston, Texas. Shout outs to everybody listening on the loop. Jay, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm amazing. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great here in Houston. I wanted to call and talk about that trade.
Yes.
From the perspective, you know, being here in Houston and after James Harden dictated the terms and how he got out of town, I'm happy to see the Portland Trail Blazers kind of hold their ground and not just settle. You know, they got pieces. I think they're going to be very formidable this year. I think they'll be challenging to get into the playoffs. And we're still trying to put something together here in Houston, recovering from that trade.
Oh, most certainly. I mean, well, it doesn't help that you got a guy who decided to just unfortunately beat the holy hell out of a woman. But that yes, things have been difficult for the Rockets.
Right, and that's sad. And I also wanted to say, I know you touched on the Jets. I tried to get in yesterday, but I really think they should look at getting Case Keenum. He's here doing absolutely, you know, nothing. I don't think he is even dressed up the last two games. They kind of have him on a sweetheart kind of deal. He does a lot in, as far as coaching and helping. They like that perspective because he's a coach's kid. But he's used to coming in on the fly, and he wouldn't lose the game for New York.
I mean, they brought in Trevor Siemian. What's the difference?
Well, the case is a little bit better. He's been there with Minnesota. He did the same thing when Bradford went down. You look at his statistics, Siemian doesn't have any of that. If you compare their
Siemian
record.
Siemian had one decent season where he played. And then, if all things considered, he should be younger than him. I mean,
but they don't need him for a long time.
Jay, listen to me very carefully. I want you to stop. Don't think about anything for a second.
Right.
You are really having a conversation here with me as to whether a team would be better off having Case Keenum or Trevor Siemian. Like, let's think about that.
Okay, let's think about it. That Case Keenum that took Minnesota to the championship.
No. What year? This is the year 2023.
Right.
Okay?
That's 17.
We can go back. Hold on.
Right.
We can go back and think about resumes and who has accomplished what. You are really here in 2023. Having a conversation with me about Case Keenum or Trevor Siemian. Like, we are moving from, I don't know, Peyton Manning to, I don't know, Ryan Leaf. Like, this is not.
No, brother JR, you got to look, because in 2019, he had 11 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. He had a 91 rating. 2021, same thing with Cleveland. 91 rating. 3 touchdowns, 1 interception.
It is 2023. He
hasn't
really.
You 2019 and 2021.
He hasn't even. That is 4 seasons ago, man. He hasn't played.
2021 is 2 years.
He hasn't played. You want to tell me what's the 7 games he played? He didn't play last year either in Buffalo, man. What are you talking about?
I said that. I said 2021. He sat on the bench in 22, but. How many years does Siemian have?
Jay, listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. You're talking to me about a team in the New York Jets of bringing in a Case Keenum versus a Trevor Siemian like it's going to make a difference for the New York Jets in the standings. There is not a large enough gap or chasm between these two that would make anybody go, that guy is going to make a major difference. There is none, man.
Yes, I think it is.
And well, it ain't going to happen. Well, let me tell you this. It's not going to happen. So it's a moot point. And let me tell you something. If it was going to happen and anybody thought that there was a good enough chance to, I'm pretty sure they would have been knocking down his door, okay? But in the meantime, Case Keenum is going to sit on a bench and do whatever. Carry water and put a headset on, okay?
I'm just gonna look at the record. Look at the record.
I have the numbers in front of me. I'm familiar. Mm-hmm. And what I'm telling you is, in 2023, neither one of these dudes, whether it's Simeon or Case Keenum or Bozo the Clown playing quarterback for the New York Jets, is going to make a difference for their record. Does that make sense? Thank you, Jay, for calling from Houston. I mean, come on, bro. Man, don't play no more. Well, he played 2 years ago, JR. He's 35. He don't play. If he's so good, why is he the third string dude, man? Come on. Shep, pass me a cigarette.
2 minutes, Cher.
I got to wait 2 minutes for a cigarette?
Yeah. You don't even smoke, so don't even act like you do that stuff to your lungs anyway.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I don't smoke.
Especially right now.
On occasion, I'll have a cigar. I'll smoke.
Yeah, man. You're fighting through that voice right now. That's the last thing you need.
You're right. Not tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, not tonight. I haven't had a cigarette in years. I can count them out. I've maybe had, I don't know, 5 cigarettes in my life. 4,
good
maybe.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm trying. But that guy makes me want to have one, damn it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Gary here from New Hampshire. Go ahead, Gary. You got to go quick.
Okay, I'm 60 years old. I've been listening to Sports Talk Radio forever. You are outstanding. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. You take phone calls. There are too many guys on Sports Talk Radio who host who are been on radio for 20, 30, 40 years, and all they do is they're in love with themselves with the microphone. You're not. And keep up the good work because, I mean, I don't know where a guy like you came from, your background in communication, this, that, and the way you handled that last call. You handled everything with class. And as I said that, let me give you a couple things. There was a sports talk show about 30 years ago. Can I mention the title of it?
You got to go quick, Gary. You're going to get hung up. Well, the show's going to hang up on you, not me. Thank you, though.
Okay. It was called Sports Byline. I talked to Dan Issel. You know, he was the center of the Denver Nuggets?
Yeah.
Okay. I asked him a question back about 30 years ago. I said, Dan, you had fake teeth, but you never wore your teeth during the game. I said, Did you do that to intimidate opponents? He goes, absolutely. Thank you for your time.
Well, Gary, thank you for being amazing. Now I don't need a cigarette. He made me feel better. He boosted my ego. Instead of having a cigarette, I'll make myself a sandwich. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I got to leave. I'll be back tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Make sure you hit rewind on the free Odyssey app to listen to our interview with Magic Johnson. Don't move. CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence is next. Thank you, Shep.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.